Hey, Bill and Gutton, welcome to Black Law Tribal Edition. Murumu here with you today as we broadcast via the Yidinji Broadcast Service, thanks to our friends at Bumma Bipra Media 98.7 FM and our friends at NIRS, National Indigenous Radio Service, if you're listening inside of Australia, that is. And we thank you, wherever you are listening to this program, and thank you to the true owners of the territories. Obviously, we're using your airspace to share this information, and we want to make sure that we're doing that properly and in peace, and we thank you once again for letting us do that. We've got Bumi and Ganyara here today. I know Yirilam is off territory currently, and I think he's down at Garana country, or what people would say Adelaide, or that area down in South Australia. So, you know, if you see him around there, say good day to him. I think it's a wonderful thing. So there's a lot of bad stuff happening over in Europe at the moment between Russia and Ukraine. And, you know, we truly, as a Yidinji Nation, want peace for the whole planet, and we hope that that de-escalates. But that's sort of out of our hands at the moment. What we can talk about today is a number of things, but Bumi, I think one of the things when we're talking about peace and all those things is it really, if Yidinji wants to tell the world about peace, it has to start from home. And home is about keeping the city of Gimoy and other places on the Yidinji territory safe from people. And that's where, you know, you as a in the Australian realm, before you were a police officer, and you want to help with the Yidinji way to look after this town as well, and you know.
Well, this town name Gimoy, see, that's what Grandad Nick Moses said. He said, "You will speak nothing else, buddy Yidinji." And as an elder, see, Dad chose me to be an elder of Yidinji, and that's a big thing, Dad. For me and for everybody else who's in charge, like now, like black and white. And see, Yidinji, I mean, Yidinji sovereign. I'm following Dad's step. Dad had rules, and I've got rules. See, you must have an elder of this town to say home. It's a Burma, it's a Ganjara, home. Gimoy. Cairns is a man name. Gordon Bale, Redling, and all this other town. I'm in sovereignty. That's where the power comes from, them old people. That's what Dad told Gribble, I don't need you. Go away. So he done the family tree with Dad, and, well, of course, they crowned Yining as a king. But my family, when I look at the family tree, still going. I believe my granddad, he was the elder. He's an elder. We didn't have king and priest. We had elder. And like I said, like they need people around the hospital. They need the sovereignty Yidinji to do that job, to know people way of life like Lockhart, Mitchell River. If you've never been taught from the old people, well, you're never going to win. Even white people. They're going to stay around there. Because I always be going to Jarragon sometime, and there were people coming from other country and Jarragon would cater for them. And of course, I made it memorable. And they came to me and they said, now we got a rightful here. See, when you're talking to people from different part in Australia and you're just going along there and you tell them, and see, they heard about this place, there's no more tribe down this way now. They all finished. But I told them, I said, we're not finished yet. We're not dead yet. You got me, you got uncle in there. So it came real good, you know. I'm not a miracle, but they know they want to see tribal people. And so they know they can get through then. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you very much for that, Colonel. It's no accident now that, you know, and we can't have... let me get this right. You know, your father and his father and his father's Yidinji, and that's unbroken. And Ganyara, when we talk about the law in terms of tribal law, not that we speak for it, obviously, but Bumi and others can do that, But that's a very important thing. Who's your dad? Where are they from? Or who's the one that's looking after you?
Sovereignty is not a free-for-all. You know, this act of sovereignty, the assertion of sovereignty, is not a free-for-all where anyone can just make up the rules, the gammon, make-believe stuff. Sovereignty is about the old rules being brought forward into modern times. Now, when you listen to Uncle speaking, he's talking about male connection all the way, unbroken male connection, because Yidinji, the tribal level of, you know, the sovereign world of Yidinji Nation, it has been determined by all the elders, and an elder is just not an old person. An elder is someone who has the understanding of law and the holding of law, like his great-grandfather, grandfather, father. As far back in time as you can think of, time immemorial, is that unbroken male connection all the way. Guess what? Yidinji elders who hold law, hold real status in the male line, it's a patriarchal tribe. It's got to be an unbroken male line all the way. And there's quite a number of people that can't show that, so they can't automatically become an elder. They may know some of the law, but they may not know all of it, because the law is handed down from male to male to male to male. And that's an important part. You've got to have that unbroken connection. No good just saying, I'm just one of them. You know, because I have connection to country. Connection does not mean speak for country. That's an important aspect. Now, go back 2012. Around the mob we went. We went out to all of them, and we even had meetings, you know, brought them all together. Can women speak for country? The unanimous answer amongst everyone, men and women, is no, women do not speak for country. It's got to be an unbroken male line. So the children of the women who are married out can't speak for country unless they're adopted back in properly, and then it's got to be adopted in by someone of status, like Bumi, of proper status, who has an unbroken line. It's a very important rule, because it stops the argument amongst tribe. When we got the marriage rules, you know, and that's important for Uncle here. His mother come in from out west. He has connection to out west, but I would say, don't go out there and try and lay down the law to the mob out there, because I think a spear would be coming. If you want to go out and say, my mummy was from here, and I'm going to tell you old people out here what to do, I think you'd get a hell of a wailing, or you'd get a spear. Would that be a pretty fair assumption to say?
That's, yeah, you're right there, son. You're right there, yeah.
So elders understand law and how it all flows down. Just to say I'm connected means nothing. Yes, you have Yidinji blood, or you have blood from out there, but it's the male line, which is so important. Sovereignty is just not a free-for-all. Outside of Australia is not a free-for-all. This is deadly serious stuff, because there are massive repercussions when you start to invoke the law of the nation, the tribal nation that's still here, by the way, sovereignty not ceded, not extinguished. If you invoke that law, you must suffer the penalties of breaching that law. And if Uncle went out there and done that, we would have to say, yes, he broke your law out there, and yes, you must punish him. You must, not could do, you must punish him. Otherwise, your law's not worth the paper it's written on. Same here, you know. Now, yeah, when you want to come back to the tribe, come back inside properly under sovereignty, you have to be adopted in properly. If you aren't of male connection all the way through, there's a break in that male connection through a marriage, then you've got a problem. You must be adopted in properly by someone like Uncle, who has proper, true and correct standing and capacity as an elder that's empowered by law of the sovereign nation.
Yeah, I think it's very important for people who may not know, obviously, my background is very different. Murumu is 100% Yidinji, but I used to act as someone else that wasn't Yidinji. So that particular person couldn't speak for country. And even as Murumu, I'm not speaking for country at all. The most important things, there are the right people to speak for country. My job and the job of the government is to make sure that that voice is heard to every country around the world. Yidinji is not for sale. Yidinji is not dying, as Kulna said, it's not going away, but we have to, and I will defend with my life, the right for the Yidinji nation to stay here. There is absolutely no mistake about that. I know where I fit in the society. I'm not speaking or exceeding my powers. I can't speak for Jabbagai. I can't speak for anybody else, Mullumbarra, whatever it may be. There are people in those societies and clan groups that are the right people to speak. Now, administration, the government, We simply convey that to the rest of the world. My job is to tell the world about Yidinji and that it's not dead, it's living. And not only that, that the Yidinji nation serves a living creator, a living God. That is what the law is for. It is not just for us to go around and smash people on the head with. It is actually to protect everyone. And this is a very important thing now when we're talking about that. I was adopted on both sides, tableland and coastal. You were there when the adoption took place, Ganyara. And Kalna was also witness to some of the things that went on. Now, at Garaba, there was a meeting where key Gimoi Barra, Walla Barra people put their names on a piece of paper that said Murumu can go and do this. I'm not going to go out there and talk this, that and the other without the permission of the tribe. That's very important because me and my son are under the protection of the law. So I'm not going to go out there and make a big rotten name for myself because I'm making a bad name for Yidinji. So that's not our intention. Our intention is not to speak for Jabagai, Kunganji, whoever it may be. No. We're here to die for your right to survive, and whatever's coming in the future, you know, we're talking about Ukraine and Russia, it is here to make sure that everyone living here is safe and protected by the same law that Kalna has been given from his ancestors.
Well, let me ask Uncle Liz. Uncle, if you were to come on to your country's Gimoi, this is what you want to call Cairns, you know, that all the good part of Cairns. What would happen if you come up the tableland mob and you started to throw your weight around? This is inside Yidinji. Would you be welcome up there to throw your weight around inside tableland mob, or would there be a punishment forthcoming for those who want to come up there and try and take over our country? Would you be punished under Yidinji law?
You'll be punished, yeah, you'll be punished, all right.
So what you're saying is that inside the Yidinji nation, if we come down here ourselves, you know, I have to ask permission from my uncle to come down here, more or less, and it's granted that I can come into his country as long as we obey the rules of this part of the world, of Gimoi, of Cairns. I can't go against his word as an elder. If I go against his word, I deserve all the hiding I get. It's the same as me going over next door to the neighbouring mob, neighbouring tribe, you know. Let's go out to Kunjin, for example, and let's upset them out there. What would I get out there? Same thing. So the sovereign entity is a real thing, and it's not just a free-for-all. Uncle can't go out there to his mother's country and lay the law down, just like he can't come up the table and lay his law down. However, as a group, as a united group, this is what the important part is. Yidinji is a massive tribe, and it's all united, and we've got to respect Uncle's right. When we come to his country, we've got to respect what he said because he's the boss man here.
You know what? Everyone talks about when we go down to universities and talk, and even the international community, the European Union and things, when they're looking at different developments when it comes to law, and the Yidinji nation is up there. Why? Why is everyone looking at Yidinji and the way it's doing its banking, its government structure, the whole lot? I can tell you why. It's because it has been set up correctly. The elders are the ones that created it, not me and not Ganyara, not anyone else. The elders did it. We are Johnny come lately onto the territory and into this role. So that's why it's working, because it's under God's design now. The elders are the main ones, then the next ones, then the next ones. And for whatever reason, the design here is that your father's Yidinji and Yidinji, Yidinji, and this man sitting right in front of me, Bumi, is the right person to speak for country. There are others as part of the Gimoi Walla Barra society that can speak for country as well because they have an unbroken line. But Ganyara, this is a very important thing now. The international community is starting to see Yidinji for what it is, and it's coming back the right way.
Oh, look, we respect the laws that are here, the laws that have been from Uncle's great-great-great-great-grandfather. We respect those laws that he's handed down to Uncle here. He's the boss man here in country. We really struggle to find anyone else that can speak for country above Uncle in this part of the world. This is his world. This is his top dog, his boss man down here. So we've got to respect that. We've got to appreciate that. And that's what holds Yidinji together, is that respect of law that's been here forever and a day. And that, guess what? The rest of the world is seeing that we aren't just some gammon make-believe law or some sovereign citizen movement. We have this ancient old law that's been respected fully and is starting to get documented, and we appreciate what it has done. And the group of elders that have formed this in the original part have understood that. They haven't budged an inch one way or the other. Oh, no, we'll just get rid of that idea. Women can speak for country. No more. We've got to respect what them old people handed down. And that's what the international world is saying. UNDRIP, for example, UN Declaration of Rights for Indigenous People. We got the right to revitalise everything, bring it all back into play. And we can. And this is where UNCLE is so important. This unbroken male connection for this part of the world here is so important, because this is, you could say, Cairns is a very central point in North Queensland, far North Queensland. All the government offices are here, airports, international airport, naval base, the whole box and dice are here. But whose country is it on? It's not on Tableland country. It's on Gimoi country. And who's the boss man for Gimoi that we can see, the oldest one? UNCLE here. So we've got to respect that. And if we do respect that, the international world will respect the nation for what it's doing. It's upholding its old laws. Not gammon make-believe UN law, not Australian law. Do whatever you like inside Australia. Australia is trespassing on UNCLE's country here. There are other people, you know, that would be junior to UNCLE, but who is more senior that can prove male lineage connection all the way? That without the marriage break, you know, without the female break to marriage, that's got to be so important to be understood. And if we show that, we can show who it is, the UN world will respect us immensely.
Mm-hmm. Well, they said that the law is a delight, and that the one that gave us the law was the same yesterday, today and tomorrow.
That's right.
Yeah. So I'm just thinking now, how do you feel about the way that Yidinji is moving forward through this government process? And because you've been to various trips to down south and talked here and there, but this is something that's very exciting for not only for you but for your families and for others.
That's true. So, like, I've been taught, and see, we've got all the language name out. You go to Butterbadu, you go to Jalajich and Wungu and Balbro and all them places. And see, God put us here on this land that we're on, Nagimoy, and that we are Yidinji tribe. And I still carried on. See, the architect one day take me around. So I've been around, flying around, and they really look after me in a right sense, you know. See, they know when I talk to them, he said, oh, well, Uncle, he been taught, you know. And that's true, see. Alcohol or drug never hold me, so about 27 now and come true. And sharing my heart with the architect, they really lift me up in a sense. And Murmur and Ganjari and we got a lot of Yidinji came to me, and they want to be sovereign Yidinji. That's good. So that's what I want my lot that to come in, you know, that I'm taking a big stand. And that's what Dad said, your appearance. But he couldn't use that word. He said, just stand up here, you know, if anybody coming around. Like Gribble was looking. So them lot at Rees Creek, they said to them a lot there, who's in charge here? They said, you're going to go see Boa there. He's over there. So Dad seen him coming. And that's a big thing, that. And it's a big role that I'm playing, because I said, when I give a welcome meeting, the architect said, Uncle Bumia is a sovereignty Yidinji man, and he's going to give a welcoming. And one of these lottie that was in charge here, they said, I'm front line too. They want to get that name too. But see, when you get that front line that from your parents, it's good, you know. So you can you handle it more, you know. But when you get put there from boating and all this, it's really mean nothing to me. Coming off, see, like we said, what's happened in the home? It's come from in the home, you know. So it's got to go out. Yeah, praise
it. Let me just ask Uncle Liz, can you take that role, or is it handed to you, that role? You think about that. That's a big question. Can you just go and go, I'm the boss man, or no more? He's got to show, and he can demonstrate. True?
That's right, son. Yeah,
Do it, then go across. Yeah, get greedy for talk.
Yeah, that's right, son.
But you just can't go and seize it. You can't say, I'm the boss now. Can you?
Yeah, you can't do it, yeah.
There's laws against that.
Yeah.
So it's serious stuff, you know, Uncle. You've seen the law coming down. That's why when Gribble said, who's the boss man here? Everyone who understood the law said, you can see that bloke over there. But not me. You're going to see them over there. True?
True, yeah.
And I wanted to take time, while it's on my mind, to thank the Kimoi elders, because they are very much part of this as well. And I know for a fact that, you know, they have supported it. They're not in the office every day. We don't ask people to do that. I know Kalna is here 3-4 times a week, and that's beautiful because obviously he's the chief minister as well and the minister for culture. But also he is a community man. And it's wonderful to have that leadership. Kalna, I'm not rubbing you up just to give you good feeling, but it's your heart is the this is the right person to really push what we're doing. It's in the right spirit, let's say that. Because the battle is not against flesh and blood. We know that. There are powers of principalities of spiritual wickedness in high places that are at play here. So, you know, where we talk about evil spirits and them old people and bad ones, they've got good ones, that's all real. We know that, you know. So this is us really trying to work against those evil things. And that's what this is all about. And the Commonwealth of Australia, for whatever reason, is here. It has been doing bad things to the Yidingin people. It's time to stand up now, Ganyara, but do it proper way and in a way that they can understand, and that's through this government.
It sure is, and but the government has to be based on something. It has to be founded on something, and that happened long ago. You know, that happened many, many moons ago when the powers were handed down by these old people to the male line who come together at the time in 2010, 11 and 12, to join up, to bring it back to life again, to revitalise it. And that's why Gunjarraboy was authorised by all the elders who come to the table at the time to go forward and tell the world. Now, Gunjarraboy was a very senior lawman, Tableland Way, very, very senior man. He was the eldest male.
Descendant of Billy Possum.
The descendant of Billy Possum all the way down. Now, that was unbroken in any way, shape or form. It goes back so far, you can't mistake them for being Yidingi. You know, they have every trait of being a Yidingi elder.
Exactly the same as
Same as Uncle here. So well, that's why when I say I come down here, I've got to be very mindful of who I'm talking to, and I've got to show respect for those who have senior law. I've got to really show that. You know, just the gammon make-believe stuff, you just ignore it and just let it go. Just let it go by the wayside. But when you see proper lawmen, proper holders of law, that's what I say, lawmen, proper holders of law, Yidingi law, you got to respect them with everything. And, you know, even when I see Uncle, I see him one day in his Vinnie shirt, he had the St. Vincent shirt on, he was doing community service for free. Why? Because that's what it's meant to be. So he's doing good stuff all around, inside Australia, for Yidingi, to try and help the rest of the world together, because Australia is a settlement. Now, a settlement doesn't have any right to be here. So if you want to hold the Australian citizen, no matter what colour, race or creed, you aren't in the right capacity. You've got to be in your proper tribal capacity to be here without permit, you know. So, like on Yidingi country, that's why I call him Bumi when I see him, you know, not Peter Hyde. Peter Hyde is an Australian bloke doing whatever. But Bumi is the old bloke when I see, I show respect to. So there's no confusion. But we come together in 2012 and made that declaration, women don't speak for country. It seemed hard at the time, but women acknowledged there they don't. Under tribal law, women don't. And then you talk about UNDRIP, the UN Declaration of Rights for Indigenous People. It's up to the nation, the Indigenous nation, to determine what its laws are.
Well, let's look at that a little bit later after the break. You're listening to Black Law Tribal Edition right across the planet today. Thanks to our friends at Bumba Bipra Media 98.7 and our friends at NERS. I hope you're enjoying this talk. We'll be back after the break.
Good and
Welcome back to the show. One of the interesting things that happened recently was at the opening of the 24th session of the United Nations Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues. This is last month. The UN Secretary General, which is the boss of the United Nations, reminded delegates that, and I quote, "the individual and collective rights of Indigenous peoples are non-negotiable." That means he's saying that Yidinji's right, you can't muck around with it. Okay, so this was a two-week meeting in, I think it's in New York there somewhere, centred on land tenure security, economic inclusion and closing the digital divide. And so from the Yidinji point of view, the message is clear that the international law is catching up with what Yidinji is doing. So when we're talking about financial inclusion or digital inclusion, that's where the Yidinji government's central bank digital currency is coming in. When we're talking about land security, that is the offer of security of tenure to whatever UN actor wants to enjoy that right. So, Ganyara, even the people at the very at the bosses in their world are saying that Yidinji's right, you don't muck around with it.
Well, I'll ask Uncle, because I know Tableland, it was asked up there many years ago, has Tableland Mob given away their territory? Have they ceded any land to anyone? And we said no, a blanket no. Tableland has not has not given any land to anyone, Australian, European, doesn't matter who they are. It's never been given. What about your lot down here in Gilmore, Uncle? Have they given anything away?
We don't give anything away, yeah?
Yeah, so...
See, that's a holder that we don't sell our thing or go away out of part of the country or... and sell it, you know. Well, this is our home sweet home, you know. We never sell. Never sell our land because you can't do that in the law, you know.
It's interesting because there's a Bible story about a man who had this beautiful garden and a small boomba. And there was a king in his castle next door to him. And the king owned all this land around him. He had all them bullock and everything around him. Water, fish, everything. But he wanted that fella's land. It was only a small piece, but he was jealous for that land. But that fella said, no, I'm not selling my land. But the king ended up killing him. But this is the same thing now, what you're talking about, Kalna. This given by, you know, the creator to the Yidinji nation. So it would, for me, it would go against law to sell it or give it away for nothing. And that's what we're talking about today.
Yeah. See, like, just come back with Uncle Yet, that we don't sell our land, you know. But these fellas been hunting us away. They never hunt us away, they shot us away, you know. And that's why that's a big team that they're going to try and... Sorry, business, I'm not with that. They're going to give us back what, you know, they took from us, you know. And they're still paying it yet, you know.
It sounds like you're reading the UN Declaration of Rights for Indigenous People, Article 28. Give the land back or pay them for the place. That sounds just like that because you haven't ceded territory and we haven't ceded territory, so Yidinji is unceded. So we must be the boss and hold the original land titles to the place. True?
True, yeah.
So you're the holder of land title for Gimoi as one of the elders.
Yep.
So what did the Australians buy? So what the UN are saying, we can't take their land anymore. We've got to sort of remove ourselves from the land, or how about we do a deal? How about we talk as adults and negotiate a deal to let Australians be here alongside us and enjoy our country?
Yeah, well... These lot chopping up here. No, sorry, I laugh, but they need to give us back. You know, this is our home. We're never going to leave. We can go away for holiday and come back again, but this is our home, you know, home of home. Gimoi, you know.
That's it. One thing I will say, Ganyara, coming back to what the UN Secretary General has talked about, is that these international standards, which are quite the minimum standards, let's say, when it comes to Indigenous rights, reinforce Yidinji's position at international law, not Australian domestic law, nothing else. There is no other law here but Yidinji law. And the SYG, that is our government, has long held a collective custodianship now in terms of a new way to do business, because we understand that the world has this modern face and emails and digital transfers and assets and all that kind of stuff. But really, this is validating us on a global stage, and it's only a matter of time now.
Look, understand what's going on. For the Secretary General to take part in the UN Forum on Indigenous issues, they had to be a member of the UN member state. They had to be a member of somewhere that is not Indigenous or tribal. You know, Yidinji are not included in the UN world. They talk about us.
They can't speak for country.
They can't. That's funny. That's very funny. You know, it's right. It is so true. They cannot speak for country. They cannot speak for our part of the world. They're talking about us. They're not talking to say we've got to toe the line. They're saying to all their citizens of the UN and all the citizens of, like, Australia, that you've got to respect what them other mob are doing over there, because we're talking about them, and we give them some... This is what they can do. They're not Australians, they're not Canadian, they're not New Zealanders, they're not Chinese. They have their own laws under their own world and a sovereignty that's unceded, unextinguished. It hadn't gone away. It's still here. So respect what they do. And they've got to be in their true and correct capacity, though, to do whatever they're going to do in their world. If they're going to be an Australian or a Canadian or a Chinese citizen, then they've got no right to be talking tribal stuff. That's a very important thing. They're in the wrong standing and wrong capacity, and most people don't understand that. However, Uncle here is, when I see him in his capacity as boss man down here, I've got to respect what he says. You know, if he says to me, get out of the country, I've got to listen. But if an Australian come along to me and said, oh, you got to get out, I don't have to listen, because he's the Australian, is trespassing. So we've got to respect, you know, the capacity of these elders who understand this law. So the UN are talking about us. They're talking not to us, but about us, telling their member states, look, you respect them old people when you see them. When you see them, they haven't ceded anything. They've still got their territory, which then brings about the question, where's Australia's territory? If Yidinji has its territory, where's Australia's territory here? That's an important part. That's why I asked Uncle, live on air, have your mob ceded country? No, they haven't, because he's the only one that, he's one of the very few that could cede it under negotiation. But will he? No, because we got to have our homeland. The idea is to marry our land titles to the Australian ones if Australia want to be part of the deal. But if they don't, and I'd be advising Australia now, because the world is changing so rapidly, I'd be very careful over the next month or two that something bad doesn't happen to the world, to where Australia won't be able to demonstrate its connection to this part of the world.
Well, me, you can't build a house on the sand. You've got to build it on the rock. The rock here is your dingy, and Australia needs to come and talk with us.
Yeah, they need to come to our office and sit down and we'll have a talk, you know. So like you say, this is the rock here. And, talking and give them the right news, you know. See, when you go to land council and all that, we're not on the land council. Them lot can go there if they want to go. We're sovereignty. A sovereignty like Dad, and you should be sovereignty with your father, you know. That this is your home. Wherever you come from, Lockhart or Mitchell River, or, you know, that's your home. And I need to pull it up at all these other community, pull in and stop just growling, you know, and fighting for money all the time, you know. We're sovereignty, when you're sovereignty, that's your home. You know, that's why, like my name, Bumi. Bumi means you're the owner of this land. Peter Hyde means nothing, you know. That's their will, that's their. You come underneath our umbrella, we'll feed you, but they don't. You know, they're going to use you and, you know, spit you out on the other end, you know. Yeah,
I think it's a very important message today is that it's very, very clear that sovereignty, there's only one way to do it. You can't make it up. You can't do gammon sovereignty. You can't pretend to be the owner. You can't pretend to be the law holder. You have to be it. And that's what we're talking about today. And that's what your father and your grandfather have been passed on to you now.
Yeah.
That's your job for life.
That's my job for life now, that nobody can take it away from me, you know. Only the Lord will take me on, but how I am now, you when you come from them sort of thing that, you know, they tell you what to do and, you know, they're training you up really to stand for the tribe, you know. See, we're Reese Creek there, where there was a big storm came. So Dad and Granddad Charlie, they took all their mob up in that corner where they call Stockyard from the cyclone, you know. So he looked after the people at Reese Creek, you know, and a lot of, like, camp around the place over there. So he took them in the little valley there from the storm, and that's a big thing, Dad. I don't know how to help people know. It's just like Darwin on Tracy at the old Aboriginal left and Cyclone Tracy come, you know. And,
Yeah, old Green Hands must have come out or someone had a dream, you know.
We don't know. Yeah,
But that's how that spirit world works.
That's
and that's where the tribal law is.
Yeah.
It's a spirit world, right?
That's right.
When we're talking about SYG government, it's on a paper.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
So it's about what ID you're carrying and which law made that ID, for example, Ganyara, or which law made that piece of paper. If you're using the Australian piece of paper, you've got to go under Australian law. I don't have a problem with that. But the thing is, you can't use an Australian piece of paper and saying you can talk for your dingy. Guess what? I had to give that Australian piece of paper back because it wasn't mine. I made the mistake, not Australia. I made that mistake. Fair enough. I gave it back. But now I've got a Yidinji piece of paper, which means I can, under the instructions of the elders and the Yidinji families, go ahead and push Yidinji as far as I can. That's my job in life, right? So Kalna's here for that. I'm here for that. Who else is going to be here for that? That's why we're talking to the young people coming through now. Get involved. This is a really important vehicle for you to jump in and drive. And Ganyara, it's just a matter of time before it all clicks into gear.
It is clicking into gear, and I agree with Uncle here, what he said. It's, you know, and yourself, it's a spirit world. People don't realise that they just, no, that's all make-believe, you know, I had a dream or whatever, but no more. Them old spirits are still there, and if you cross them old spirits, that you will pay the price. There was a bit of a yarn, you know, that or a story where a clever Murray from up top tried to come down here and seize the power of one of the elders, and he was trying to spear this old bloke in the scrub. And the Yidinji bloke yelled out, "Hey, what are you trying to kill me for?" And the other clever Murray said, "I want to get your power. I want to be you, you know," because they could see this was a very powerful part of the nation up on Tableland Way, and they tried to get the power. Next thing you know, the old Murray from Yidinji looked around the tree, and that bloke over there with the spears just died in front. Them old spirit come down and said, "You don't do that. You told me the truth in front of God or the spirits that you were trying to steal his stuff." Them old spirit come down and just roll over. He just died in front of this old bloke. The old bloke never had to throw a spear, but the spirit's done justice, you know. So that's an important part. This is, people don't believe in the spirit. But no good will come to those who try and do the wrong thing. That's the important part.
And that is important, Bumi.
Yeah.
We'll bring you in because we're just men.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, we're just flesh and blood.
That's right, yeah.
But the Creator is the almighty power. He controls all the armies in the heavens and all the armies on the earth. Who are we, you know? We're just simple creations. But that spirit world is very strong. It's strong here because we're trying to do it the right way.
That's right, yeah. So that's what I say, you know, when you do these dance, you know, you've got to do it the right way. You've got to be serious about what you're doing and be careful, you know, that if you mock our dance, see, that's the first oldest dance in Australia, right around Australia, you know, that we've got to do it properly, you know. We don't respect it, well, you want to get respect back, you know. We're not there to lift ourselves, it's just how we're going to operate at the old people to do it. And you must have a elder there, you know, to be there. Because if you don't have a elder there, you know, it won't work, you know. Everywhere we go, you know, like, especially when we do dancing or welcoming and do the ceremony smoking, and you got to do it right, you know. We're going to carry it on, you know. That's how I've been taught, you know, with my brother, my sister. We've been taught, you know, from Dad and Mum, you know, how to be obedient, you know. See, Mum never tell us more about her country. She know where, she'd tell us where it is, but she stay with her husband, you know. And Dad been telling them all what's right from wrong, you know.
I
was going to say with Uncle there, what he's saying is right. You got to be empowered to go and do these things, empowered by the old spirits from the way back, from your great-great-great-great-great-grandfather. And look, there was an article I read recently that they realised the Aboriginal people in Australia have the oldest connection going back to outer Africa, if you want to put it that way. You know, they've got this ancient old connection, they've always been here, and it's still continuing to this day. And what's continuing is Uncle's lineage all the way down, male, holding the authority. Now, his son will be the next in line when the old fella passes away if he has empowered the boy through law to step up to the plate. So there's this sort of stuff in place. It's very important that if you want to go against the old spirits, you will suffer the consequences and no good ever comes. You know, you've got to do it the honest, you've got to be honest and correct. So if Uncle was to go and try and steal his mother's country, he'd be going against it and the spirits out there would frown upon him and bring all the bad things to him. He gets all the good things here when he does the right thing here on his own country by law. The one that UN talk about over there, them mob that have their law, that have their country, have their territory, they're talking about them, they know they're there, and they can't stop Uncle from being empowered on this territory down here called Gimoi, you know, and this area here. This is his world. Johnny come late, you can't come in and just take it off him. You know, if I come down here, I'd get punished. Or if as another Australian come in, try to take, I'm the boss man here now. You watch the bad things that flow upon them. As the good book says, you know, revenge is mine. Don't you kids go and take revenge on each other. But you watch, you'll never see the bad things happen to most other people. But bad things do come. And it's a strange thing, you know, the spirits will sort out the problem. Well, they'll get the revenge, not, you don't have to worry about it yourself, but that will come. So understand that the old spirits are very real and very true, and they're out there for a reason, and that is to protect this ancient old law that come from time immemorial, which empowers Uncle here to be the boss man down here.
Yeah, it's very true. And, Connor, you want to say something?
Yeah, see, like Fred Munderby, I've got the film here now. Right, that's really good. When I look at it, that Fred was listening to Grandad, you know, that's his brother, Bungie. You know, if you have my sister and you can marry my sister. But Fred, when I look at that picture, that's why one time I was, you know, how things come upon you and you Wildwood's family and that, I was going to get that photo and cut it in half and give them Fred and I have Charlie. But I got stopped about that. That's Fred, see? Dad said, you know, don't do that, you know. Fred been listening to Dad, you know. They cut that shield out, them two sit down all day, and they took a photo of them two, and that's really good, you know. I'd like to show some of our lot that photo too, about Dad, you know. Yeah, that's really good. Do the right thing now, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, it was very beautiful to watch that video, Connor, with that the black wallaby and you know, and the fighting hands.
Fighting hands, yeah.
Yeah, they were very, very beautiful to see that. And it was wonderful that you shared those photos. You know, when we're talking about why we're doing what we're doing, in the good book we're talking about that, it says that the Creator knew us before even this earth was made.
That's right.
He knew us when we were being stitched together in our mother's womb. Mm. So we're here because we've been called to do it.
That's right, yeah.
And if you are hearing this message, it's if you're being called, you need to step up.
Mm.
You need to step up for your nation. Might be Gidinji, might be somewhere else, you know. But that's what this is all about. It's a fight for the good.
Yeah.
And Ganyara, there's nothing better than having the confidence and the trust of the elders to move forward in this space. Because, you know, I've been thrown into maximum security prison for it. But I wasn't frightened of that. That's nothing. What would be more frightening is for the law to be lost to some cheap bowl of lentils. I'll sell it for $20.
Look, the world is driven by ego at present. Ego, ego, ego. Look at me. I've got this big badge on my chest. Look at me. I'm being empowered by someone. No more. Ego is not in this part of sovereignty. Ego is all about the Australian world or the UN world of money. That's not Yidinji. Yidinji is about protecting the old laws and protecting the future of those old laws. And that's why it come down through the proper male line. So it couldn't get confused with somewhere else, you know. Wakaman law couldn't come in, or Kukathan law couldn't come into here and take over. It had to be done properly. And it was down through the male line. That's why the determination was men speak for country, not women. That's fair enough. And that's why, Uncle, you know, it's not how we're born. We're born this way because God had a role for us to play, you know. Women had to do certain things. And I tell you what, women had an important role in Yidinji. This is not discriminatory. They had their issues. They had their stuff to sort out. Men had their stuff to sort out, and they had to protect the territory from those who wanted to take over, you know. Now, so like when your grandfather got shot in the foot, you know, he was defending territory from the settlers. Now, the settlers, being Australia or being the British at the time and Australia subsequently, don't have the right to be here, which is what UNDRIP is all about. Now, the UN Permanent Forum, to attend the UN Permanent Forum, you had, like from here, if Yidinji had to go over there, but they couldn't see our citizens. They couldn't see Uncle there as Bumi. They'd have to see him there as Peter Hyde. They'd have to see him as Australians. Now, Australians are trespassing. Anyone who claims to hold an Australian identity, the identity is trespassing. That legal identity from Australia has no right to be upon here yet because there's no treaty. So the UN are talking about this stuff. They're talking about us over there. And if you want to be an Australian, that's good, well and good. I don't mind that. But don't get tangled up in tribal issues if you want to be in Australia only. Come over to the tribe and do the right thing under tribal law. Now, under tribal law, ego is gone. There's no big status. You know, lawmen, you know, people think this, that the holders of law are some superior God thing, you know, that they're just up there in light. No more. Uncle here must defend the youngest child of Yidinji that's born here. So he's got he's been empowered to hold the law, but he must defend all the Yidinji citizens and all the Yidinji kids and people, right down to the littlest baby. So he's got to put his life on the line for that littlest one. Now, that's not up in lights. That's doing the law properly. That's doing your dingy law properly. And so, you know, it's a big task. It's a big role to be doing. And you're not going to get all the accolades and I'm a holder of this doctorate and I'm a PhD and this and I'm this and that. No more. You're deadly serious about protecting the law and the people. And that's important, that part there, and the country to go with it.
You're listening to Black Law Tribal Edition right across the planet today, and we're sort of closing towards the end of the program, so we're going to go to the break and have some final comments after that.
Hello, my name is Andrew, and I'm from Arnhem Land. My band called Andrew Guru Band, and you're listening to BBM 98.7.
Yeah, welcome back to the program. Now, one of the things, Ganyara, we've mentioned today and Bumi is the good book, the Holy Scriptures. And in Romans 13, it says that God has ordained all governments. So God has ordained the Commonwealth of Australia and the state of Queensland. But the problem is he's also ordained the sovereign Yidinji government. Now, this is according to the book. Because the sovereign Yidinji nation, or the Yidinji tribe, was here before anyone. It is the number one government. So each office holder and any foreigner that is on the Yidinji territory has to come under that law. That's under this what they go through in their book. So what I'm seeing here is that if they fail to do that, it says also in Romans 13 that if you go against the government, you're going to go against God. And this is what we talk about, those spiritual things. We're not in control of that, okay? So be very, very careful. So, Bumi, just some final comments that you want to tell everyone out there listening now before we finish.
Yeah. So we have a good talk here, hearing us on the radio. We need you a lot to come in and we can talk to you, you know? Ringing me up is no good. Even more better if you come, we sit down and talk. I've got a office here and, you know, you'll be satisfied within yourself, you know? Yeah, Uncle Sir Culling, and you have a good day. Be careful driving around there, look after your family and come in.
Gandhara, some final words.
Yeah, look, Uncle said be safe in that. Be safe, all right, be safe from the spirits, the good spirits that are out there to protect everyone and everything. You know, so don't cross the Australian beliefs, but don't cross the Yidinji spirits. That's the important one out here. And look, it is very important that we're going to be here forever and a day. We're not of the UN world. We're not of the make-believe, you know, Commonwealth of Australia. Our law has always been here. It always will be here. And it's filled by humans, by these humans that have the unbroken connection going back, time immemorial. So, you know, we got to respect what's there. If you show respect, the spirits will respect you.
Well, there you go. And also, it looks like the UN system has already been talking about Indigenous rights since day dot. It knows there has to be a homecoming. Yidinji is part of that. And it's just about reasserting that sovereignty. Gobara Galanundu, may God's peace be upon you wherever you are listening to this show, in the almighty name of Yeshua, because it's written in the scriptures that all authority on heaven and earth is given to him. So Gobara, or God, is with us, Emmanuel. And anyway, we'll catch you next week. Culling.
Up in the sky, so far away, there is a place for everyone. Moon and the stars, they always shine out on that ocean way. And as the lazy wave rolls by, breezes blowing, memories, oh yes, yes, somewhere there's joy.